campaign of 3 months. It was tough, of course, but it wasn't an uncharted landscape, and it fitted a pattern. The hope was that we would trip up, I would suddenly lose my head, by some trick of fate or fortune the mood of the public would switch. It was never really going to happen. Instead, and rather more predictably, the Tories fell apart. Every time Major tried to get them on the front foot, someone in his ranks resigned, said something stupid, got caught in a scandal, and frequently all three at once and occasionally the same person. The election campaign was long, enervating, full of phony ups and downs, shock polls and startling happenings. But in the end, the result was obvious. The scale of the victory, however, was not clear. On the night of 1st of May, it became clear just how big. And that was when the fear started to set in. The actual day of the election had passed uneventfully. Campaigning stopped and I went to vote. I walked out of our constituency home in Trimden Colliery, an old mining village near Sedgefield in County Durham, where I'd been MP for 14 years. I strode to the polling station with Sheree and the children, the ideal family picture, while a horde of snappers took our photograph. I'd waited on election day 3 times before, in 1983,